The White House Report.
Vice President Mike Pence, Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of President Trump, and Homeland Security head Kristen Nielsen met with reporters on day 16 of the government shutdown. The vice president wanted to assure America that there is work being done to work on the impasse. When asked if the vice president was hopeful for a fix to the shutdown before payday Friday for many federal workers, he said he's always hopeful. But he says Democrats need to come to the table to negotiate. Democrats say they will not do any compromises until the government is reopened. President Trump wants $5.7 billion for this wall, and Democrats say they're not going to do it. Vice President Pence also said of the shutdown that they want to make it as painless as possible under the law, and it's not being used to weaponize. The Veep will also go to the Hill to talk with lawmakers ahead of the president's address Tuesday night. In a related note, the vice president said President Trump has made no decision as of yet to declare a national emergency when it comes to the southern border. The vice president also assured taxpayers that their tax refunds will be going out. And also during that briefing, there was a downgrade of sorts. It wasn't as definitive about terrorists coming across the southern border. It was more so about suspects and suspected terrorists that could be coming across the southern border. When asked if they can quantify and qualify how many of those suspected terrorists were arrested and went through district court, they could not give an answer at that moment. They say they'll get back to us. April Ryan, AURN News.